From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres. Winter weather has returned to Georgina and the rest of York Region. Following yesterday's storm, residents are being urged to slow down on roads, avoid unnecessary travel, give snowplows space, and refrain from pushing snow onto streets. The town also reminded residents about its windrow clearing program, emergency preparedness kits, and tools such as the online snowplow tracker and Hydro One outage map for updates during storms. To learn more, visit the local news page at kcountry937.com. Canada's men's hockey team advances to the Olympic semifinals after a thrilling overtime win against Czechia. Canada trailed going into the second, then trailed in the third, when Nick Suzuki tied it with less than 4 minutes to go. In overtime, Jordan Binnington made a couple huge saves, allowing Markham native and former Maple Leaf Mitch Marner to score the overtime winner. The men's team will face Finland in the semifinal, but this afternoon, the women will be facing the United States for gold. 1:10 start. Leadership turmoil continues at the York Region's Children's Aid Society, as several board members have resigned in recent days. The agency confirmed the departures and said it's updating its board and website, adding that some directors remain and steps are underway to fill vacancies, while maintaining its service to children and families remain uninterrupted. Meanwhile, union leaders with OPSAU Local 304 say they were not informed of the resignations and are raising concerns about transparency as the agency faces ongoing controversies over workplace culture and leadership changes. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.